Shalom Aleichem, Swedish friends. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of Geder Kenyan Kesef based on the Shari Chaim of Agon Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitz in Simon Beis. And the first shiur we began with the Rashba, who says that a kli that doesn't have a Shavah Pruta may possibly work for Kiddushin. He has that clear. And then we show there are a number of Gemaras that you see not like that. You see a Kli less than a Shavah Pruta would not work, even though it's a Kli. But if it's less than a Shavah Pruta, it doesn't work. Then we learn the very famous Yisod of Kesef HaChozer, that in order for a Kesef Kinyan, in order for Kesef to be used as a Kinyan, it has to obligate you to return in exchange either an object or the money itself. If it's not Kesef HaChozer, it's garnished. Give out. But we saw that there's a chilek between Kesef Kedushin and Kesef Mechira. If it's Kesef Mechira, it's Mechayev Kesef Achozer, because that's the whole yesod of Kesef Mechira, that you have to give in exchange for the money something of value, of the money's value. Whereas Kesef Kid, and therefore if you're not going to be obligated to give it tzmura, it's garnished. But Kesef Kinyan is different. Kesef Kedushin is different. Kesef Kedushin, the etem be'ein of the money itself, that is what makes the Kinyan. And therefore, even if you're not Mechayev Tmura, but you gave the Kesef Bay, it's enough. That's basically, in a very small nutshell, what we learned in the previous year. And with this, we can explain a number of matters. There's a din that if you're Mekadesh with less than a Shavah Pruta, she's Mekudeshes Misafek, maybe it's Shavah Pruta on Modai. This din was only mentioned by Kedushin, and we don't see it by other Kinyanim. So Bishlam, according to the Rishonim, that it's only a Chomer D'Rabbanan, we can explain very beautifully that Chomer D'Rabbanan is only by Kedushin because of the Chomer of Ishus. But according to the Rambam, that it's Minat Torah. So this din should be by other Kinyanim as well. Maybe it's a Shavah Pruta and Madai somewhere else. But based on what we said, that in Kinyanim, the Iker Kinyan Kesef, is that it's Mechayev to return to Muras HaKesef. They have to give an exchange the value of that money. So Enochinami, Shavah Pruta and Madai wouldn't work. Because that it's Shavah Pruta and Madai is not Mechayiv to be Meshiv Tmuras HaChefetz Shavah Pruta. Because then you're done Kafi Makomo V'Shaito. If something you give me here money, and here it's not worth a Pruta, but in the south of China it is worth a Pruta, why would I have to give you something in return? If you hold it's the Etzem HaKesef Be'ein, so you can say to say there, it's worth somewhere else a Pruta. So we consider it here worth a Pruta. It has the value of a Pruta. But if it's Mechayev Tmura, if you give me money here and you say to me, oh, but somewhere else, it might be Shavah Pruta, that's not Mechayev me here to give you in exchange what you want to buy. So there's no Kesef HaChozer. Since there's no Kesef HaChozer, if it's less than a Shavah Pruta, we don't say Shem Shavah Pruta B'madai by other Kinyanim. Similarly, writes the Avnei Milum in Simon Mem Sif Katan Dal, that according to the Rambam, that if he was Mekadesh with Pachas and a Shavah Pruta, after 30 days, and the money was consumed within the 30 days, she's not Mekudeshes at all. And we don't say she's Mekudeshes Misafek, maybe it's Shavah Pruta and Madai. If you give a woman money and you're Mekadesh Lacha Shloshim and the money is gone, she is Mekudeshes. But if you give her less than a Shavah Pruta and the money is gone before the 30 days, she's not Mekudeshes. Why? Because since that Nis'achlu Hamos, the money being consumed, works, why? Because there's still a Shibud on the Mos. In other words, if the Kedushin isn't Chal, she is going to have to return the money. In an instance, if it's Shavah Pruta and Madai, she's not going to have to return anything. Because Lenin Tashlumen, a Ganav and a Gazlan and all Shomrim only have to pay Kafima Komen V'Shaitan. And therefore there's no Shibud of Mos. If it's a Shavah Pruta, there's a shibud on the maos, she has to give something in return. But if it's less than a shavuot, we don't say, oh, maybe it's worth the shavuot in Madai, because of the shibud hamos. No, there is no shibud hamos. The maos and amishavuot are to give something in return if the money is only worth something elsewhere. Just like a ganam and a gazlan are only paying a fee where they are, not elsewhere. That's the Avnei Miluim. But based on what we said, if we're talking even about Kinyanim, even if the money is there, it wouldn't work. Alachar Shloshim. If it's less than a Shavah Pruta, and Lo Nisachu Hamos, we still wouldn't be choshish that it's worth a Shavah Pruta somewhere else. Why not? Because the obligation that was created through the Kesef doesn't have a pruta. Because you only go kafim akomo v'shaita. The Avnei Miluim discussed it in the context of Kesef, but we said, you know, Kesef Kedushin. We said Kesef Kedushin isn't mechayev Kesef Achozer. But when you're talking about Kinyanim, so therefore it would seem that the whole idea of the Avnei Miluim wouldn't apply to Kesef Kedushin. That Nisachlu, less than a Shavah Pruta, L'achar Lamid, that she wouldn't be Mekudeshes. Because there's no Shibud on the Mos. At least the Avnei Miluim's Mahalach of Shibud on the Mos, that doesn't apply to Kesef Kedushin. Kesef Kedushin, the issue isn't Shibud of Mos. The etzim kesef be'ein that makes the kinyan. We said maybe it's worth when it was given. Maybe it was worth a shavah pruta and madai. So that's a different issue. But when it comes to kinyanim, based on our yisod, even if the kinyan or the kesef is gone, even the kesef there is there, it doesn't help. Why? Because the obligation that was created through the kesef doesn't have a pruta. It's only kafi makom v'shaito. And according to this, we can answer the kasha of the Pnei Yehoshua, famous kasha of the Pnei Yehoshua. We know that there's a doubt, maybe if you marry with money here, maybe it's Shavah Pruta and Madai. That's according to Beis Hillel. What about Beis Shammai? What about if it's Shavah Dinar and Madai? Are we choshish that it's Shavah Dinar and Madai? Would seem not. Very famous Pnei Yehoshua. Why aren't we choshish for Shavah Dinar and Madai? Why? There are a number of reasons why we would learn that Kesef Kedushin needs to be a dinar. According to the Lima that we have from Amma Ivriya, we learn that an Amma Ivriya, you're Megareya the money. Person's Kona the Amma Ivriya. And then, when she buys herself back, she's Megareya. She gives part of that money that was given for her, she gives it back. So it has to be, obviously, not just a Pruta, because if she was given a Pruta, then what's less than a Pruta than anything? So Mela, they were imamed on a dinner, and we learned from Amma Ivriya that Kedushin also has to be a dinner. Now, Chaim Shmuel have it said in Siman Aleph that this reason of Amma Ivriya is holding that Kesef Kedushin is begether Shivui. That it's not begether Kenyan, it's not just you're formally giving the money and that affects the transaction. But rather it's Shivui, it's the value of the Isha. So if we're in the world of Shivui, what do we say about Kesef Mechira? We said Kesef Mechira is Shivui. And if Kesef Mechira is Shivui, you have to give tamura for that shivui. I give you a certain amount of money, you have to give me the same thing back in exchange. That value. And if that's what dinner is, according to Beis Shammai, as Rav Chaim established in the Sefer in Siman Aleph, then Shavah Dinar B'Madai wouldn't work. Because the fact that it's Shavah Dinar and Madai isn't mechayev you to give a tamura here of a dinner. And that's Lefi Makom V'Shaito. There's no Kesef Achozer in the dinner. And only according to Beis Hillel that Kesef Kedushin is Begeder Kinyan, which some say is the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, is it Begeder Kinyan or Begeder Shivui? So only if you say it's Begeder Kinyan, then you don't need Kesef Achozer. Then you can say Shemeshavar Pruta B'madai. But if it's Kesef Shivui, then Ein Lechayel HaMakom Ovishayto. And it doesn't work if it's Shavar Pruta and Madai. Therefore the Gemara doesn't have a discussion of Beis Shammai being Shavar Dinner B'madai. It doesn't help with Shavar Dinner and Madai. Because that's Gefi HaMakom Ovishayto when you're talking about Shivui. If I want the value, it doesn't matter what I can get for this in China. What matters is here. So it doesn't interest me that somewhere else it's worth. But if it's Kesef Kinyan, the Kesef Bain, so here it has a Torah's Kesef, so it'd be enough. If it's a Pruta somewhere else, there you could say maybe it's a Pruta somewhere else, but to say maybe it's a dinner somewhere else doesn't interest us. Because Kesef Pruta is Kesef Kinyan, and Kesef Dinner is Shivui. Shivui, it has to be worth it here. Kinyan, it could be worth it anywhere, as long as it has Torah's Kesef. And we can also explain that the Ha'ar of the Achronim, how do we know Sheva Kesef is good Kesef B'Kinyanim? What's the Yisod? What's the Makor that Sheva Kesef is good Kesef B'Kinyanim? The answer is that the whole Iker Akinyan is that you're Mechayev to be Meshiv Tmura. So what's the difference if it's Kesef or Sheva Kesef? Only in Kedushin that the Kinyan is done with the Be'ain. And the Be'ain is Paul the Chalos. There's an afgamina between Kesef and Sheva Kesef. And therefore the Rishonim didn't bother to explain how do we know Sheva Kesef is Kesef except in the world of Kedushin. Because there it's the Kesef itself that's being Paul the King. After the Kesef itself being Paul the King, so let's say it's not worth the Sheva Prut. Let's say it's not actually Kesef, it's Sheva Kesef. There, we need a Makor. But if it's Tmura, Avada and Avada, doesn't matter whether it's Kesef or Sheva Kesef, we don't need a Makor. It's the same Tamura. And based on this, we can also explain the sheet of the Bala Itter, the Yanamakadesh, a woman with Karka. Why? Because Kedushin, the Kinyan is be'etem ha-be'ein shel ha-kesef, or the sheva kesef. And therefore, you can make a chilek between karka and metaltalin. There's a fundamental difference between the be'ein of karka and metaltalin. But according to Beis Shammai, that kedushin is like regular kinyanim, it's shivui, it's like a mechira, that you have to give an exchange. So you can't say that you're not going to be Kone. With Karka. What's the difference? If you're giving Tamura, you're giving Tamura with Kesef, you're giving Tamura with Metalpolin, you're giving Tamura with Karka. It doesn't matter as long as you're giving the Tamura. If all that interest is Tamura, there's no reason to be Mechalik between Karka and Metalpolin. So if you hold that it's not just an Indian of Tamur, it's with the very Be'ain, so the Be'ain of Kesef, of Metaltalin, is different than the Be'ain of Karka. So this whole discussion of the Sheet of the Bala Itter requires 150 Yishurim in and of itself. But at least now we can see more of the Svara. She's given karka, and then in exchange she's makna herself, so she's giving tamura. That's fine. But if it's the etzem habe'ein, so karka is a metaltalin. And we can also answer the kasha on the Rashba, the beginning of the perek on the sheet of the Bala Itter, that it says in the famous Tosefta, that if a person is Mekadesh with an ear Nidachas, with an Asherah, she's not Mekudeshes. So it's Mashu, she's not Mekudeshes, that's the Isser Avodah Zarah. But otherwise, she'd be able to be Mekadesh. I, an ear Nidachas, and an Asherah are Karka. So you can be Mekadesh Bekarka. So based on what we said, that this Tosefta would also be working according to Beis Shammai. The reason you need Isser Hanoah is because of Shita's Beis Shammai. Because Beis Shammai doesn't hold a Mekadshin Bekarka. Shammai holds Mekadshin Bekarka. It's Tumur, it's Gevaldik. Then according to Beis Hillel, and Mekadshin Bekarka. Because it's not the same Be'enis Kesef. But according to Beis Shammai, you would be allowed to be Mekadshin Bekarka. That we have to come into the different reason of Isser Avodah Zarah. And now we can explain the Rashba, the suffix of the Rashba about being Mekadesh with a Kli Kedushin less than a Shavah Pruta. This whole suffix of the Rashba would seem would only be Linyan Kedushin. In Kedushin, the Etzem HaKesef Be'ein is what's Konen. And therefore we can say that a Kli is considered like a Shavah Pruta and you can be Mekadesh with this Kli. But Kinyan Kesef to Mechira is different. There, a kli she'ein bo shavah pruta would not work. Because the kinyan is not be'etzem ha-be'ein. If it's be'etzem ha-be'ein, so this kli has chashivus. So even though it's not worth a shavah pruta, but the very kli has chashivus. And memela, it can be counted like a shavah pruta. But in Kinyan Kesef to Mechira, a Kli that's not with the Shavah Pruta wouldn't work. Because the Kinyan isn't with the Be'etzem HaBe'ein. Only, how's the Kinyan done? With the Chi of to be Meshiv Tumura. And this Chiyuv doesn't have the Chashivas of a Kli. The Chi of to be Meshiv Tumura doesn't have the chashivas of the kli. We said, how does kinyan work by other kinyanim, not by kedushin? Kesef achozer, that it obligates you to give an exchange for what you received. But if here you received less than a shavah pruta, it doesn't obligate him more than a shavah pruta. So if you can look at the Be'ein, you can say the Be'ein has a Shavah Pruta because it's a Kli and it has more Hashivas even though it's worth less than a Shavah Pruta. So then that's the suffix of the Rashba. But if you talk about Tumura, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the Chiyuv to be Meshiv Tumura Sachefetz, to return the value of the object, this chiyuv doesn't have the chashivas of the kli. Even though one may argue that if the kli itself is worth a shavah pruta, then the chiyuv to be meshiv tumur is also worth a shavah pruta. Rav Chaim says no. Chaim says the chiyuv doesn't have a chashivas of a kli, because you're not looking at the chiyuv. You're not looking at the kli. You're looking at the chiyuv. What did you receive? You received less than a shavah pruta. What's your chiyuv on now? Not a shavah pruta. So it's nothing. But if you're looking at the Etzem HaBe'ein, now you're focusing on the Kli. Ah, the Be'ein is like a Shavah Pruta, even though it's less than a Shavah Pruta, but since it's a Kli, it has the Chashivas of a Pruta. But the Hashavas HaTumura, the way you have to give an exchange, if you receive less than a Shavah Pruta, and we say you don't have to give an exchange of a Shavah Pruta, only less, and therefore it's not going to be Konen. And now we can explain the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel that it's mefurish that a kli pachos mishavah pruta is in kona bekarka only if it's b'taras chalif and not b'taras kesef. Why? Because when it comes to taras kesef, a kli pachos mishavah pruta doesn't work in kinyanim. But there we're talking about karka and a chinami. Kinyan karka doesn't work with a kli less than a sheva pruta. Not a problem for us. That's not the suffix of the Rashba. Same thing also in Dafres we ask. We see also there a kli doesn't work with less than a sheva pruta. There we're talking about a kinyan evad ivri. Begedr kinyani mama de alma. There also it wouldn't require a. Therefore, there also a kli less than a sheva pruta doesn't help. Our only suffix is by kedushin. All that we're left with is the kasha from Daf Gimel, and Daf Gimel we saw that it says chalifin doesn't work for kedushin because chalifin can be done with less than a sheva pruta, and a woman isn't makna herself with less than a sheva pruta. And we said, what's chalifin? Chalifin we paskin is a kli. So you see, chalifin can't be done with less than a chalifin can be done with less than a sheva pruta. And a woman isn't makna herself with less than a sheva pruta, meaning a woman can't be makna herself with a kli less than a sheva pruta. Aye, how can the Rashba then have a suffix that a woman can be makna herself with a kli less than a sheva pruta? So the answer to that, says Rav Chaim, is according to the Rashba, who explains the sugya like Tosfos, that in the Hava Mina, that chalifin is kona be'isha. It's not because we assume that kinyan esad they work with an isha. Because if kinyan esad they work with an isha can also be nicknamed with chazaka, and a woman can't be nicknamed with chazaka. Rather, the havamin of the Gemara is that chalifin is midin kesef. Therefore, it's included in kicha kicha mistei ephron. Chalifin is in the same category, it's a subcategory of kesef. Just like we learn kicha kicha from mistei ephron. Kesef, chalifin as well. And in that, the Gemara answers, no. Chalifin is not a subcategory of kesef. What's the raya? The raya is that chalifin can be done with less than a sheva pruta. Since chalifin can be done with less than a sheva pruta, it's not midin kesef. Because kesef isn't kona with less than a sheva pruta. And therefore, it must be a different type of kinyan. It's a different category of kinyan. It's not in the category of kesef. And a woman can only be nicknamed with kesef, not with a different category of kinyan. And if so, we can say that the raya, that chalifin is not mitoras kesef, is not from kedushin, it's from mechira. So when it says in the Gemara that chalifin isne bepachas mishava pruta, it's talking about kinyani mechira. And when you do kinyani mechira with chalifin, it's less than a shava pruta, which puts it in a different category than kesef. Because kesef can't be with less than a sheva pruta, even if it's with a kli. Because in mechira we said that even with a kli, it can't be less than a pruta. If you're doing kinyan kesef by mechira, you have to have a pruta, because there has to be you have to be meshiv tamura. You have to give back in exchange a pruta. So therefore, it can't be less than a pruta what you're giving. From the fact that chalifin can be done with less than a pruta, this kli, so it must be it's a different category of kinyan. And then when the Gemara continues, so we're not even talking bechalal about kinyan kesef. We're just showing that. Kinyan of chalifin is a different category. And then when the Gemara continues, it says, "In isha bepachos mishava pruta, lo mekanya." We're not talking about the woman, because if it's a different category of kinyan, then it's pashut that you can't acquire a woman with chalifin. So what are we bringing the woman here in here at all for? So Isha's lav dafka. All we're trying to say is that with less than a sheva pruta, there's no such thing as a kinyan kesef. By a woman There's no such thing by less than a sheva pruta by a kinyan kesef if it's mamish kesef. And by chalifin, and by other kinyanim, there's no such thing as less than a sheva, less than a pruta by kinyanim, by kinyan kesef, even if it's a kli. The only way you can do by other kinyanim a kinyan with less than a sheva pruta is if it's chalifin. But if you take that same kli and you want to do a kinyan kesef by other kinyanim, that doesn't work. Because by other kinyanim, it can't be less than a sheva pruta. When you're being called on other things besides an isha, less than a sheva pruta doesn't work. So that puts chalifin in a different category. And isha b'pachas mi-sheva pruta lo mekanya. A woman is not makin herself with less than a sheva pruta. So that's not talking about chalifin anymore, because that a woman isn't even in the category of chalifin. All we're saying is that less than a sheva pruta doesn't fly. By other kinyanim, by being kona other things with kinyan kesef, no less than a sheva pruta works. And by being kona an isha with money, less than a sheva pruta doesn't work. But we're just giving an example of how chalifin is different than kesef kinyan. Chalifin is a different category. Chalifin is a less than a sheva pruta dika kinyan, whereas kesef is a sheva pruta dika kinyan. There are two different categories. So when we're talking about being kona other things besides an isha, there's chalifin, which is less than a sheva pruta. And then there's kesef, which always requires a pruta. It's a different category. And by a woman, when it says isha b'pachas mishava pruta lo mekanya, so that's only talking about kinyan kesef. If it wouldn't be kesef, she would be makin herself with less than a sheva pruta. But that's not nogea to what the Gemara is trying to prove. What the Gemara is trying to prove is that chalifin is a different category. Chalifin by being kona other things besides a woman is a less than sheva pruta dika kinyan, and therefore that places it in a different category than kesef. And chalifin can be done with less than a sheva pruta. Kenyan kesef, even Venisha, can't be done with less than a sheva pruta. The only thing is, don't take the parallel 100%, because a woman can be kona with a kli less than a sheva pruta, just like chalifin. But we're saying that when a woman is being nikneis with kesef less than a sheva pruta, that's a different kenyan than the chalifin. But the main hadgash of the Gemara is that chalifin cannot be with less than a sheva pruta. That chalifin, excuse me, is not mitaras kesef. Where it says, chalifin is not mitaras kesef, it was less than a sheva pruta. So when you're talking about being kona anything else besides an isha, less than a sheva pruta doesn't help, and by chalifin it does. You see, it's a different category of kinyan. And by a woman also. If you try to acquire her with kesef, with less than a sheva pruta, that's also not going to be effective. Because kesef itself, be'ain, less than a sheva pruta, doesn't help. So in that way, it's different than chalifin. So the kinyan kesef v'nisha is also different than chalifin. You see then that the Gemara's proof is a good proof. Chalifin is not mitaras kesef. If chalifin was mitaras kesef, then it shouldn't work on less than a sheva pruta. The fact that chalifin works on a sheva pruta, and we're on less than a sheva pruta, it's not mitaras kesef. Both by being kona other things, besides a woman, And even by being kohen a woman, since it's a different kinyan, you cannot be kohen a woman with chalifin. Even if the chalifin would have a sheva pruta. But since it's a different category of kinyan, it doesn't work. By an isha, you can't be kohen with less than a sheva pruta. With kesef. And by chalifin, you can be kohen with less than a sheva pruta. But again, if it would be, but that just proves that it's a different category of kinyan. And again, the main emphasis, it really starts with the fact that all other kinyanim are different. When you're being kohen anything else, it has to be a sheva pruta. So, chalifin's less than a sheva pruta must be a different category. And therefore, by an isha, when you're talking about an isha, when with her it's kesef, less than a sheva pruta, that's not going to work. Because al chalifin it doesn't work, because chalifin is a different kinyan. So don't try being kohen with less than a sheva pruta. But if it's going to be kesef, and it's a kli, then maybe it would work. In any event, that is the Shari Chaim in Siman Beis. And Mitzvah Shem, that's only the first part of the Siman. We have Oz Beis coming up, I hope. Linedah B'Siyata D'Shemaya. Shabbat Shalom. This one will last. The Kams Kol Yisrael Torah. So we have Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.